today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of the Almighty Allah, dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamu Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. And for today, we're going to speak about paradise in the view of Islam. So I invite you to be with us. Salamu Alaikum. But first, let's look at the calendar. Today, Sunday, is the 4th of Rabiul Thani, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 15th of the month of Aban, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 6th of November, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, we start with the Holy Quran. We listen to chapter Hud, verse 23, please.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Innal ladhina amanu wa 'amilus salihati wa akhbatu ila rabbihim ulaika ashabul jannah hum fiha khalidun.
Indeed, they who have believed and done righteous deeds and humbled themselves to their Lord, those are the companions of paradise. They will abide eternally therein.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Reward and encourage have been mentioned along with warning and threats. Following the verses which explain the fate of those who are involved in giving false accusations, this verse exposes the profile of those involved in righteous deeds. It implies that those who believe and perform righteous acts and behave well, who submit themselves before Allah and are confident of His promises, will be among the companions of paradise, remaining there forever.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? Doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light. You guides me through my darkest nights. Shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone. Anything in life, but you know I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
This is today's special and Paradise in the View of Islam. Paradise or heaven is of different degrees of loftiness and happiness. Unlike hell, which is a very deep pit of fire, paradise is level, or say many levels, so much so that even its rivers do not bore holes on its surface, but flow miraculously in their path without scathing the surface. And there is more than one heaven or garden. Verse 64 of Surah Ar-Rahman, Chapter 55, is comprised of one single word which describes two dark green gardens, while verse 62 of the same surah tells us that there are besides these two gardens, there are two other ones, bringing the total number of gardens comprising the eternal abode of bliss to four. The highest pinnacle of paradise is the Garden of Eden.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. Assalamu alaikum and welcome. This is your host Ali and we are with you with another topic. Today, inshallah, we are going to talk about heaven and the abiders of heaven, al-Jannah. We want to see what the Jannah or heaven is and what are the features of the abiders, those residents of heavens are. Heaven or Al-Jannah, according to a Muslim terminology, is a place in the afterlife where the righteous and prosperous people will reside and enjoy divine blessings. The place where Adam and Eve lived before their fall or hubut to the earth. It is also referred to as Al-Jannah. There are over 200 verses of the Holy Quran, as well as many hadith and narrations from the infallibles, the Holy Prophet, and his progeny with regard to the heaven and its features, such as its vastness, the number of heavens, variety of features of its blessings, things in the heaven, the purpose of the creation, and also the characteristics of the residents, characters, and actions that make one deserve to reside in the heaven. So it's good to listen to these things based on what we have received from divine sources, from Al-Quran and the narrations of the Holy Prophet and his progeny. And also in these verses and hadith and narrations, we read about people who are deprived of the heaven and the relationship between the residents of the heaven. Although the belief in the heaven is a crucial Islamic doctrine, there are disagreements among Muslim theologians over whether the heaven will be created in the afterlife or it is already created. Moreover, Muslim scholars, both Shias and Sunnis, dispute over whether the heaven and its blessings are corporeal or spiritual. So these are still controversial issues, but we shall inshallah discuss that based on, let's say, authentic hadiths. They go more with corporal entity.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every bar.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the
The pleasures of paradise is the point of this part. Pure delight without pain and suffering, can you imagine? While people in this world experience some delight, they also face much toil and suffering. If one was to scrutinize the life which they live, they will find that the amount of hardship they face is much more than the ease and comfort. As for the life of the hereafter, there will be neither hardship nor suffering in it, and people will live therein in pure joy and delight. All the causes of sorrow, pain, and suffering which people experience in this life will be absent in the hereafter. When one thinks of success in this life, they usually conjure the imagination of big houses, fine jewelry and clothing and expensive cars. Financial stability is seen to be the key to a happy life. To most people, success is inseparably related to wealth. Even though this is the furthest from the truth, how many times have we seen the wealthiest of people living such miserable lives that it sometimes even leads them to commit suicide? As usual, we have a light part here that starts with the question, how to achieve paradise? If we divide it, the ways of achieving paradise to lessons, lesson one is working patience. Those who were patient in hard times, patient in avoiding what Allah has forbidden, patient in following His commands, and patient with others, will taste the fruit of their patience. Patience takes work, so work patience in this world to hear these words in Jannah. I read the translation of chapter 39, verse 73. And those who kept their duty to their Lord will be led to paradise in groups, till when they reach it, and its gate will be opened, and its keepers will say, Salamun alaykum, you have done well, so enter here to abide therein.
The greatest transaction of the dunya that we will ever conduct is the transaction between us and Allah Azza wa Jal. He says in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ Allah says that I will buy your soul and in return I will sell you al-jannah. Allah wants to sell us al-jannah. Allah also uses marketing techniques in order to make jannah beautiful in our eyes. In the Quran, he markets al-Jannah. He advertises Jannatun tajri min tahtiha al-anhar. He gives beautiful descriptions of the rivers and the valleys and the gardens of al-Jannah. He tells us about al-Hur al-Ain, al-Wuldan al-Mukhalladun. He tells us about the food of al-Jannah. He tells us about the clothing of al-Jannah and about the ni'am of al-Jannah. And the point is, he wants you to seek al-Jannah. Just like that company wants you to buy their products, Allah wants you to seek al-Jannah. He's marketing the Jannah. However, there is one huge difference between the marketing of Allah and the marketing that we see in the dunya. What is that difference? The difference, my friends, is that we said in the marketing of the dunya of the corporations, there's always what? Over-promising, under-delivering. With the Jannah of Allah Azza wa Jal, no matter how much you praise al-Jannah, no matter how great you make it appear, no matter how appealing you present it, you can never exaggerate the greatness of al-Jannah. It will always be an understatement. You will have the opposite problem. The problem of under-promising, but then over-delivering. Why is it a problem? Because many people will not be interested in the Jannah, even though it's so great, because it's under-promising. It's an understatement. No matter what you say about al-Jannah, it will never be enough. It will never be like the true Jannah.
I was so far from you. Yet to me you were always so close. I wandered lost in the dark. I closed my eyes to all the signs you put in my way. I walked every day further and further.
Dear friends, dear believers, we hope you've made the most use of today's program. Please send your comments and suggestions at parstoday.com/yen. Please do keep us in your prayer. Fi amanillah.